I was a professional chef or in the industry for close to 20 years. What I loved the most about being a chef was the creativity and the rush.
Boy is up.
Creating something that's just new. I love it.
56-year-old Peter Marr has since moved out of the kitchen and into banquet halls as an events planner. His job mixes his love of cooking with another personal passion, music.
My job actually is planning conventions and meetings for an association of church musicians. And so it allows me to be involved in music, working with musicians, and doing food.
What Peter didn't plan for was being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes.
I have family history of diabetes, but I didn't think I was going to be diabetic.
Before he was diagnosed, Peter was an avid cyclist in excellent shape.
When I was about 43, I went down and turned out that I had torn the meniscus. I'd always been a thin person, and I started gaining weight.
Hampered from exercising by his injury, Peter's weight increased as his diabetes progressed. He had questions about his condition, but didn't feel he was getting answers.
I just didn't feel like I was getting information that was useful to me. It started to build up distrust.
That poor communication with his healthcare providers left Peter less and less willing to stick to his treatment.
I was saying, how come I keep gaining weight? We keep adding this insulin. We keep adding drugs. We're doing all this, and yet I'm not getting any better. What can you tell me? And they'd say, well, you need to lose weight. Well, how? They weren't giving me answers that really were addressing my issues. I was injecting myself four different times a day with three different kinds of insulin, and I was just like, well, it's not doing anything. So then I'd stop.
Frustration over communication and his discouragement over a growing treatment plan were the two obstacles that drove Peter to finally give in and give up on insulin.
You've been darkening these, right?
Yeah. I found myself making excuses not to take insulin. I can't take it to work. Oh, I'm going out to dinner. Whatever excuse I could find. The other thing was I wasn't monitoring my blood sugar at all.
But in one day, things started to turn around.
My general practitioner, he said to me, go see this doctor, Zanganay, and, you know, give him a chance.
Dr. Farad Zanganay is an endocrinologist and an assistant clinical professor at George Washington University School of Medicine.
We need to define the problem, explain everything to the patient, and with education, we can empower the patient to understand what the philosophy of care is, and therefore you partner with the patient.
How do you feel, though? Forget about all the numbers.
Peter's chemistry and communication with Dr. Zanganay was the first key to sticking to his treatment.
Mobility.
And we started communicating more, and it was kind of fun.
Trust is developed over time, and of course we didn't get good results initially. There was a lot of hard work. We ate a lot of humble pie early on because the numbers did not improve. Insulin requirements did increase.
But a more complex insulin regimen would not be the answer, because that was one cause of Peter's poor adherence.
We started on a program of treating the disease and also education. He recommended a different nutritionist for me to see.
It's not all about the sugars, right?
We tried a different approach.
It's really important for diabetic weight loss.
Did I do anything with that? Probably not at first. It was still my history of frustration with everything. I started being compliant probably a year and a half, 2 years ago, to where I would, okay, I'll go through the regimen. But I wasn't doing my part to beat the disease. I peaked out at 370. Carrying that around when I used to be 150, 160, it really was killing me. I went to Dr. Zanganay and I said, I've got to get better.
So, Together, they found new ways to refine Peter's insulin regimen.
He was slow and steady, but he also gave me that carrot and stick.
It took many, many visits and many, many success and failure stories until the corner was turned. And of course, with each drug modification, we had some successes. And definitely the mindset, the physical activity, the diet that turned the corner around for him.
New technology was also a big part of Peter's return to adherence.
Peter is a poster child of an individual who has benefited from all these advances in technology and diabetes management.
Peter began using new medications that helped stimulate his pancreas and decrease his hunger. He had also made the switch to the newer, easier insulin pens.
It made it a little easier for me to be compliant. The measurement and that hassle was gone. The fact that all you had to do was dial up whatever it was you were doing made that easier.
After a decade-long struggle, Peter finally overcame his obstacles to adherence.
Really, it's the real thing. When I started doing my part, it made it easier. The fact that I was seeing positive, concrete results. And for me, it gave me incentive to go the next 3 months.
Peter has overcome his frustration over poor communication and an insulin regimen he found challenging.
Everything has turned around because we decided together to make this change. And it made it easier to be compliant. It was almost like a reward.
His wife, Trudy, and their friends also enjoy his lighter, nutritional cuisine.
Here I am now, 105 pounds lighter. My A1C is 5.7, which is in the what they call normal range.
This is my special spatula. It's my scratchula.
And Peter also finds he can better enjoy the other passions in his life.
What we can learn from Peter's story is you can make the change, and you need better communication. It's very important to empower the patient, connect him to the GPS, but of course the car must be in D, not in P. So the patient must be willing to help communicate, but also accepting responsibility and also partaking in the process.
I'm not done. My goal is to be back up on that bike. Then I'm where I want to be.
New technological advances have helped immensely to improve patients' adherence. There are insulin pens that are so simple to use and accurate. There are the memory meters that people can monitor their blood glucose levels and have them in the memory of the meter. And the continuous glucose monitors that are essential.
You want something like that?
Reese Randall is surrounded by a supportive extended family, and a strong support system is one key to helping people with diabetes adhere to their regimen. Still, Reese has had trouble with adherence, to the point where she almost lost her life.
My mom's really been there for me. Every April 15th, she buys me a present because she calls it my second birthday, because April 15th was the day I went to the hospital.
It's been a struggle for Reese on making changes and trying to deal with her diabetes.
Her main stumbling blocks have been low motivation to stick to her therapy, lack of confidence that insulin would work, and not monitoring her blood sugars.
I want to do what's best for me so that I can be the best for my family. I just would love to have that extra help.
To get that extra help, Reese is about to meet again with her doctor to find new ways to win her battle with non-adherence.
Fortunately, the only thing
Dr. Ball says one potential solution for Reese is more frequent contact with her healthcare providers.
You do well for a short period of time and then you slip. And I see you every 3 to 6 months. So maybe there's not enough contact between the two of us to reinforce what you need to do. My suggestion is that we need to find you a lifestyle coach would be able to talk to you more regularly, ask you about your blood sugars, make sure your regimen is being adhered to, and maybe help you with better compliance. And
Reese's solution of a life coach might not be for everyone with adherence issues, but a strong support system is. And sometimes that support needs accountability along with encouragement.
I think having a lifestyle coach or someone like that could definitely help me with my goal. And I really was excited about that idea. I thought it was a really new solution for me.
She is hopeful that more frequent feedback and guidance will help her stick to her monitoring and insulin therapy.
All right, good luck till I
Reese
see you
is again. Also enthusiastic about some of her doctor's other possible solutions, including refresher education sessions, nutrition counseling, and how new technology might help keep her condition under control.
If I can show that I am maintaining and following regimen, then he feels I'm responsible enough for the pump. And the pump is a device that can really help with my insulin and staying consistent throughout the day with my readings.
But even with new technology and the potential for a pump, treating diabetes depends primarily on the patient. Most of what Reese must do to stay healthy is self-administered. That's why adherence takes constant commitment. Still, Reese is confident she can do it, and so is her doctor.
So she has seen the complications associated with poor control and the rewards with good control, and she's educated. So I have hopes that she will respond to her circumstance and keep on endeavoring to improve her blood sugar.
I know that's going to be a challenge. I definitely am going to need the help. And I know to live out that next phase in my life, I'm going to have to.
Reese knows that adhering to diabetes treatment is well worth the fight.
Yes.
But she's learning as Charlie, Sherry, Erica, and Peter have, that it often takes overcoming some tough obstacles. Defeating denial.
Now that I've accepted my treatments, I feel better.
Improving outlook.
I know I need to take my insulin to be around for my family.
Getting past perception.
I'm not embarrassed anymore about my diabetes, and that's helped me stay on track.
Connecting with your doctor.
Our communication got better, and my compliance got better.
And accepting both responsibility and assistance.
I'm doing better with my insulin now, but I know I need help to get to where I need to be.
We can have a second. We're just gonna take it easy, have a good time.